is the Pirate Davy Jones with PiratePods.com. Today I'm with Jared of Augustana, and joining me today is
Pirate Maddie.
And our guest pirate,
Emily.
How you doing, Jared?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Oh, great. Awesome. Great to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
Tell me who your greatest musical influences.
I think some of our biggest influences are people that really have had strong, really long careers based on just writing really solid songs. People like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Counting Crows and Lucinda Williams and Bob Dylan and like Emmylou Harris, I think, are definitely some of the people that have really been influential upon our writing lately.
So what influences you, like, other than bands and artists?
I would definitely say, you know, each of our individual experiences, you know, kind of on the road are definitely big influences for us. And, like, you know, like right now Dan's got a baby and a fiance, and, you know, some of the songs he's been writing lately have been kind of, you know, about that, or him thinking about that, or if he lost them or something like that, you know. So that's been kind of the subject matter lately, and then the first record, there was a lot of it was based on our experiences of just driving around and moving around and kind of feeling homeless a little bit and trying to find ourselves, just growing up, you know. So that was kind of the first record and a lot of what that was about.
And that question was asked by Alexa from San Diego.
Okay, do you like egg rolls, and who makes the best egg rolls?
My mom certainly makes the best lumpia, I have to say.
What made you want to write about Boston, Becca from San Diego?
It was kind of, that song was kind of originally based upon the story of a friend of ours. And I don't know how it ended up being Boston, but that's just kind of the song that came out. But it's kind of that idealistic city, and the song's more just about getting away from everything than it is about a certain place or anything, but Boston kind of ended up being that city.
Okay, have you ever had your own band?
Yeah, I think all of us have been, you know, in bands of some sort or another, and I think that all those experiences definitely led up to us being where we are and having the influences that we are in.
Which is your favorite song to play live?
I think off the record, I think Wasteland is pretty fun, and what else? Like Bullets and stuff. And then we've been writing so many new songs. Like every night it's really fun to play those and stuff and just groove. There's a song called Dust that I really like playing, and a song called Either Way I'll Break Your Heart Someday that is really fun to play too. So.
Kayla from North Carolina asks, how do you feel about all of the more mainstream attention you've been getting recently?
You know, it's just really encouraging for us because after, you know, 2 years or whatever of touring and working and stuff, it's kind of cool to see the results of that and the fruits of those labors. And so it's just really encouraging for us to see all of that progress actually has made something. And then, you know, the fact that it gets people to come to the shows and enjoy the songs and stuff is really rad for us. Lots of car in the park.
All meet.
It's our story is kind of weird. We ended up just all kind of coming together somehow, and me and Dan met in college, and we dropped out together, and we met South in Orange County, and then we had another guitar player before, but he ended up leaving, and Chris is our new guitar player, and he was an old friend of mine from elementary school, and then John, who's our keyboard player, is a friend of Dan's from high school, and ours as well, so all that somehow came together and into the band.
Which bands in the current music scene would you most like to tour with? Joey from Chicago.
I would say I think our definite dream tour would probably be Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That'd be amazing for us.
How did you come up with the band name Augustana?
It actually was suggested to us by a friend, and we heard it meant something, but we weren't exactly 100% sure on it, and we ended up going with it anyway. And in retrospect, I think it probably would have been a lot easier to pick something like a the band or something like that. But whatever. It's cool. So,
if someone owns a piece of land, do they own it all the way to the center of the earth? Sky from Buffalo.
I have no idea. I guess they own as much as they want.
Jared, if there was one thing that you had the opportunity to wake up and see changed, what would you like that to be?
That's a good one. we were actually talking about this last night on the car ride down here. Just like all the, the fact that like our country's been so poorly represented by our government and stuff, and has caused us to have horrible relationships with a lot of other countries, has really just I think affected the whole decline of the whole world, and it's kind of like it's really scary how like close something like a nuclear attack on like a US city or something like could be to like we could see that in our lifetime, and it's just scary to see that. So just the fact that all those like political relationships would be nice to kind of see more established, and a lot of the there's so much stuff like world hunger and everything that just goes hand in hand with all of that. That's just like that would be amazing to see kind of realized and aided. So it's a better world, man.
It's a good answer. It goes back to people. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
What is the earliest event you remember from your life?
Oh, man. Let's see. The first place I remember actually living, I was born in New York, but then we moved to Montana like 3 weeks later. And then I think the first thing I actually remember from that was maybe building snow forts or something outside when I was like really young. Something like that.
If you had a haircut where everyone hacked your hair off, what would you do to hide it if you didn't like it?
I'd get a really rad wig.
What's the best part of being in Augustana? Natalia from Massachusetts.
The fact that we get to play music every night with our four best friends is just an absolute dream, and something that we are very fortunate to be able to do. So I think that's my favorite part about anything. It's great.
If you could choose one thing in life that could be guaranteed to you other than money, what would you choose?
It's happiness, I guess. That's just that you don't need money for that, and honestly, I'm pretty happy about almost everything. So, sure. So you don't need money for that, and it's kind of cool.
How do you feel about now being able to tour, and you were just started out kind of small?
Like I love being on the road. Like it's definitely I definitely feel at home on the road, and it's cool now that we're at a point where we can be well established enough to be able to come to pretty much any city and like automatically have a little bit of a following. And that's a blast for us now, because this is the first time that's been able to happen. And we've done a couple headlining tours and stuff before, but this is the first time like a lot of kids are coming out, like wherever we've been, even places we haven't been and stuff. And that's just so exciting for us. It's cool.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
I don't generally eat breakfast, but it usually ends up being lunch. So I don't know, soup. Our bus driver usually makes soup and bread every morning. So I love that. Yeah.
So what's your favorite soup?
I mean, you can't go wrong with chicken noodle. Hearty, of course. Other than that, I would say potato leek with bacon and cheddar. That's clutch.
This may sound weird, but if you could be born again, would you be a boy or a girl?
Over my many, many years of living, I have definitely come to appreciate being a boy, and I would definitely do that again.
As a general rule, we ask every musician, activist, artist that we deal with to give us their best pirate impression. Are you able to do that?
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David.
Wait, dear, a white horse walking down my street here. Your words creeping at my feet, I fear. The sunrise will come too soon and you'll disappear. To the haze of the city and go sail alone. Look out, they're coming after us with big guns. They're only gonna tell you all the bad things I've done. Even if the words they say aren't true,